Yoli left-footed over the wall, and in off the crossbar!
Gregory stretching, Parsons there! Huddersfield Town will be playing in the Premier League. Sutton United are into the fifth round. Lincoln City are heading back to the Football League. A dream is realised.
Hello, you're listening to The 72 Show. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick. I'm delighted to be joined, as ever, by Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And our guest this month is Andy Clark.
Evening, lads. How we doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, yourself?
Very well.
Yeah, I was all right until I got to talk about football.
All right. Well, we'll start with the Sunderland, I suppose, seeing as you're a Sunderland fan. What's gone wrong this season? Obviously, bottom of the Championship.
I only wish I knew. It's just been dreadful from the start. I thought after the Norwich game at the start, we would seem like things could be okay, but it's been downhill ever since. There's no confidence in that team. You start from the back, the goalkeepers have all been poor. The defence is still the same, just shambolic. They've all gone, like, Lamine Coney has just dropped from being one of the best players. He's earned double his wage and then he's just become one of the worst. He's gained weight, he just doesn't look like the same player. And we've tried the youth players in, it just doesn't seem like they've been able to cope with the pressures of the big stadium and just the league, really.
At the start of the season, though, you obviously couldn't have expected this. Were you confident of going back up? Or
no, for me, I never thought we would go back up. It was more, I thought mid-table was where we were going to be, because confidence would have been a problem from coming down last season, but I did not expect anywhere near to be this bad. This is just worst night. Probably the worst team I think I've seen in 30 years.
Yeah.
That I've been a fan.
And obviously Chris Coleman came in, and I know me and Nick said on the show at the time that we thought it was a very good appointment, you know, a great coup for Sunderland. And originally there was a bit of improvement, but it's been atrocious since. Only one win this calendar year, I think. What are your thoughts on him?
I actually like him, to be fair, because he's straight out when it comes to the press, and it seems like no matter what manager comes in for this team, like, none of them seem to be able to do anything with them players, no matter what they do. Change of formation, change of team, it just seems like nothing seems to work for anybody. You see McGrayson, he came in, couldn't do anything. Coleman's come in, he's struggling. He's even trying five at the back, and I've heard people complain about that, saying it's a very negative tactic, and that we should be going two up top, but even when we change to that, it's still not doing any different.
So suppose you get relegated, do you blame Coleman? Do you think he should be given a chance to try and turn things around, or do you think he's done a bad job?
I think he should be given a chance, because it seems like he's looked at this as a project where he can turn the club's fortunes around. If he's true to his word, then he'll stay if he goes down, and I think it would be wrong to get rid of him. Because I think he could be a manager that might turn things around, given a full season, rather than taking over a team that's lacking in confidence.
Yeah. And before I talk about the relegation zone overall, what do you make of Sunderland this season, Nick?
Yeah, I think I don't want to upset our poor Sunderland fan.
I'm already upset, don't worry.
I think everything that he said, I think he's probably heard it from all loads of radio stations, from loads of podcasts, loads on TV. But yeah, it's reiterating how it's just been an absolute shambles from start to finish. And like I keep mentioning, though, it's a massive football club as well. It deserves a lot better. It's a huge, huge football club. It's got superb supporters. I think the other night, didn't they take, what was it, over about 2,000 on Bolton, am I right in saying?
I'm not sure about the size of it, but our away following, they're probably one of the best you could think, because no matter what night it is, everyone loves the away games. They're going to look forward to Blackpool next season, that's for sure. The weekend away is going to be, hotels in Blackpool for that weekend, that's for sure.
You'll experience Luton, I can assure you that's probably the worst place you will ever go in your life.
Isn't that bad? I've heard a few places badly.
Good evening to all our, absolute lovely, superb Luton fans.
Turned off instantly.
you'll have that to look forward to next season. But all joking aside, the supporters I feel sorry for the most. There's just a superb bunch of fans. It's a big football club. It's had some fantastic players over the years, and it's a Premier League football club, bottom of the Championship, and it's a shame to see. We've seen it with some clubs over the year. Well, Blackburn's a prime example at the moment. So it's really it proves that they can come back up with with some clubs. However, in that token, it could even get worse. I at the moment in time, I mean, I would be more probably looking towards Sunderland. I'd probably more likely see, if they Sunderland do go down, I'd probably more likely see them drop into League Two as opposed to coming straight back up to the Championship, because like we've seen with Coventry, Portsmouth, it's a conversation I don't really want to be saying. So you just don't see where it's going to stop, sort of thing. Because I see, first and foremost, like I said, they need to get rid of all these big earners, the ones who don't want to be there anymore.
Jack Wildwell.
Well, yeah, that's a prime example.
he's still in the living room.
Is he still on the payroll?
£70,000 a week, supposedly, I'm hearing.
Well, I think there just lies the problems. Players like that pick up their wage and not even think about playing football. I think there lies the problem, but it's not even that. I mean, it's just a case of a big overall structure, and it's just going to be, I mean, whoever takes the job on, you could even put probably Guardiola in charge, and it would just be an almighty challenge for him to try and sort out. But however, we're going to be positive. It's not just mine for the fact that these things. I mean, we're going to be only 4 points behind Barnsley, so in the Championship, anything can happen. All it does take is a couple of wins. So. But it's just finding where those wins are going to come from.
Well, so we've been known for actually pulling our finger out the last 8 games of the season for about 5 or 6 years in the Premier League, so I'm hoping something happens again.
Well, yeah, spot on. It's been done in the past by Sunderland. Coleman's still got a lot to prove. People are probably starting to doubt him, his management ability. But, I mean, yeah, looking at some of the games coming up, I know you've got Derby away coming up.
Preston, I think it's Preston this weekend.
Preston. I mean, that's not easy as well. They're a good side.
If you look at a lot of the games we've got, I know three games. We've got Preston. We've got Wolves last game of the season at home. We've got Fulham away the game before. So we've got Norwich. Burton's probably the only team around us that we've got left to play.
Yeah.
That potentially could get points from, but everything else looks like it will be hard to get points from many of the other teams we've got left to play.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
Just one other thing I want to mention around Sunderland. Yeah. I read that the attendance was down from 49,000 down to 28, and they're closing the upper tier next season. I don't know if you're aware of that. You've got any thoughts on that?
I think it's the right thing to do. I've heard it myself, and I think it's because when you look at the Championship on Channel 5 on a Saturday, if you look at the stadium, it looks empty everywhere, and I think they need to get the people from up the top back down. I think the atmosphere's never been the same when they moved all the away fans up. They should have stayed where they were to create the atmosphere, and ever since they were moved, the atmosphere hasn't really been the same since.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Just moving on from that, I want to mention Birmingham. Gary Monk's come in. The form's been pretty awful, but overall, I think he's probably a decent appointment for them. Probably deserves. You know, he's been a bit unlucky, I think, with what happened at Middlesbrough and Leeds.
He's had a tough start, to be fair. The games he's had to start with, exactly the easiest two teams potentially vying for playoffs. He's had a hard start, but I think he could turn them around. I'm not sure who they've got left to play, but I think they might be all right, because some of the teams above them have still got the same managers but aren't really picking up. Mm-hmm. So he's brand new. He's got a chance to do something with them.
Mm-hmm. And Barnsley as well down there, they've had, made a bit of a left-field appointment in Jose Moraes, who he's worked all over the place, but mainly... he's known for being Mourinho's assistant at Real, Chelsea and Inter Milan. Bit of a left field appointment, but it's one of them. It's hard to predict if he'll do well or not.
So, like I said, I didn't even know the appointment. That's someone I've never actually heard of before. But he sounds like he's got the experience working, especially with the likes of those teams, to turn those around as well. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes, because they nearly beat Norwich last night. Mm. So I mean, it was a good start.
It's getting tight at the bottom of the table, though, overall. Who do you think will go down?
Well, the way it's looking, I think, I don't see us picking up anything. I believe Burton as well is another one that are going down. And the way I'm looking at it is, I would have probably thought, unless Barnsley go out, it would be Barnsley or even Birmingham. That's who I was looking at. I think Bolton have managed to pull themselves away, but they're still down there as well, which is another team I think might get dragged back into it.
Mm-hmm. What do you reckon, Nick? Who do you think will go down?
Yeah, I mean, it's still hard to call. Like I said, I mean, I think realistically, you have to look Sunderland. You're just struggling to see where their wins are going to come from. Burton Albion, I think they did amazingly. Burton Albion again, they've done amazingly well this season. They've still put up a fight. They're still in a position where they can stay up. But I think I don't think their squad's going to be able to stay up. And then I think, yeah, you're looking at it's going to be between either Birmingham, Barnsley, or Bolton. I like the way Bolton have sort of changed, sort of turned the corner a bit. I think Phil Parkinson's done a great job there on a quite a tight budget, so I think he's done very well. And then yeah, it's the case of where do you see Burnley, Barnsley? Burnley, you've got the Championship man now, Gary Monk, who's obviously got a bit of experience now in the Championship with the clubs he's managed, versus the unknown sort of thing with the Barnsley manager. So it's sort of the case of, yeah, you've got the unknown quality versus the experienced Championship quality, and it's whoever sort of holds their nerve, and so you'll see what happens over the last eight games left, or however long it is left. But I think, yeah, Sunderland and Burton Albion are the ones that look a bit, who struggle to sort of see staying up, but I think that between sort of, yeah, your Birmingham, Barnsley and Bolton, I think teams just above them, I think will be okay. Looking at the squads there, I think they'll be okay staying up. But yeah, I think it's going to be a battle between sort of that bottom five, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I want to move to the top of the Championship, talk about Wolves. There's been a come on to them on the pitch in a minute, but first I just want to mention the Leeds owner Andrea Radrazzini has come out asking for clarification between the link between the club and agent George Mendes, who's signed a few players. He's been involved in the signing of a few players, and there's also questions about the heavy spending they've done this year. Do you think there's any issue with Wolves? Have you got any problem with them?
Not really. It's something I've never really actually looked into much. I just know that some of the players, by the looks of that he's brought in, are actually clients of his, and he's linked to the owners as well. So there must be some form of benefit for either side there for him to come in and bring in those kind of players to help Wolves achieve their promotion they're looking for. As you can see, they've spent big this year trying to achieve that promotion. Because they've come out with losses from the last year. Mm. And they've been trying to spend big to achieve the dream of getting back into the Premier League.
Any thoughts, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, Wolves, we said all season they've been flying high. They've been flying high all season, haven't they? The money they spent's ludicrous. I'm sorry, you're spending that much money. You've got to be promoted. But genuine credit has to go. They've done very well. These players who haven't necessarily played Championship football, but they've taken to it very well. Ruben Neves has been. He's been player of the season, in my opinion. So they've done very well, and it's just a case about them all holding their nerve, getting over the line, which I'm sure they will. Mm. And then it'll be interesting to see how much money they're going to prepare to spend going into the Premier League next season. How well they can do there. But I mean, with the structure they've got there, I've certainly can't see them coming down if they do go up, sort of thing. So
yeah.
They've got a very, very good squad, I think, at this moment. But with a bit more money behind them, it'll be even more interesting to see what they can bring in, sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they beat Reading most recently 3-0, but they have started in a few big games. They lost 4-1 to Villa, and also Fulham beating them the other week. Is there any chance of them throwing it away now? They've got a 10-point gap over third.
I think 10 points is a bit too much for them, just because I think how quality they are. It's not a team I'd worry about. I mean, looking at some of their fixtures as well, I think they've got some pretty good.
They've got some pretty low league teams as well, I think, coming up.
They certainly have, yeah. Looking at now, I mean, Burton Albion at home, Sheffield Wednesday at home, Hull at home. So, I mean, the only ones that are really standing out really are is Middlesbrough away, Cardiff away, and Derby at home, really. They're the only ones that really stand out as difficult. So, I think it'll be, if they can provide they can win the games they should win, I think they'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of big games at the top. I think Cardiff's got both Villa and Wolves to play towards the end. Yeah. So I think that those could be big deciders to see who actually takes a lot of promotion places.
And Cardiff sit second. They've won their last seven games. Neil Warnock chasing what would be a record eighth promotion with Cardiff. He's come out and he said he thinks resilience is the key at this point of the season. Again, they're 7 points clear of third. Cardiff must be favourites by now to go up, despite, as you mentioned, the difficult games they've got to play.
You would look at it. I think Villa's also got a couple of lonely teams to play as well. But at the minute, 7 points, it's going to be that game against Villa, which is, I think, going to decide where Cardiff go. I think if they can beat Villa, then they've got a really strong chance for me taking the second spot of promotion. I think it's Wolves to lose, and then I would say you look up between the next three of Cardiff, Villa, and Fulham. It's mainly Fulham's coming into form as well. So I think the big game could be that Cardiff-Villa game and decide, I reckon. If Villa win it, I think it pulls Villa and Fulham into the fight a bit more. Mm-hmm. However, going the other way, I think it was Cardiff. I think a bit too much for them to catch up.
Well, that was a shock loss, weren't it, for Villa against QPR in their last game?
I was surprised at that. I know QPR only beat us 1-0 and the same bet they struggled against us. Yeah. And then they go to Villa and absolutely destroy them.
Yeah,
it was a very... And the results you can't afford to do at this stage of the season against the teams that aren't playing for anything. And it was a shame, I'd say, after bashing the Wolves to bits. And then it just sums up the Championship, really, doesn't it? And I'm sure the Villa fans will probably be saying the word classic Villa. So it's just the results you can't do at this stage of the season. I think it's given Cardiff a huge boost that. I mean, Cardiff couldn't have asked for a better Tuesday night, really, could they? Mm. Winning 3-1 at a really tough place to go as well. Brentford, a really tough place to go. Play some superb football at Brentford. To go there and win 3-1 and then for your luck, when your luck's up and QPR go and beat Villa 3-1, I think Warnock could have been absolutely loving that. So, no, I think if it does stay like this into the season, I think that when we look back on it, it'll be this Tuesday night will be a huge night come the end of the season.
Fulham as well coming into form. They sit fourth, as we mentioned. They're on a 15 match unbeaten run. Playoffs, or are they genuine contenders? They're only a point off Villa.
I think the contenders myself. I think the promotion spots are going to go to the top four. Mm. Two of those teams for me are definitely going to go up. I think Mitrovic at the minute, that loan sign has been brilliant for Fulham, and he seems to be finding form and banging a lot of goals recently, which is going to be a massive help on the push in those last 9 games.
Patrick Bamford's in good form as well. We talk about strikers. He's got 8 goals in his last 5. And Tony Pulis has done a good job with Middlesbrough. Well, we mentioned Gary Monk earlier in the show. But yeah, Middlesbrough sits 6th at the moment. And, you know, a bit of a revival for them. And, you know, Middlesbrough in the playoffs. You'd fancy them to win, a Tony Pulis side to win in the playoffs.
It depends if it's a form, really. Because you can see it's whoever's the most informed team. Mm. That will generally go up in the end of it, and it's usually whoever finishes 6th most of the time.
Yeah.
So they're in the right spot.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting, the playoffs. Really, really interesting playoffs. I think you're looking at top four now, but then even just outside of them, Bristol City, you've got Preston playing well, Sheffield United. It's going to be really, really interesting.
I'll keep my eye on Millwall as well, because Millwall have been form as well.
11 matches unbeaten, Millwall.
Superb friends. I've got loads of friends who are Millwall supporters. Got loads of mates of Mill fans, and it's nice to see them doing very well as well. And they punched. I think Mill, though, they're no one would ever. I mean, they punched them well above their weight. I mean, I think they're grateful just to get over the 50-point mark. So, but to be 6 points behind them, or whatever it is, 6 points, I believe it is, behind the playoffs, I think superb at this stage for them. But no, you say you've got a couple of strikers there for Fulham. There, going back to it, Mitrovic on is absolutely smashing it in the Championship. I think he might have found his level, as I don't think he's quite cut out as a Premier League striker. And no, he's doing superb for Fulham, and you've got Middlesbrough, you've got Derby in there as well. obviously, Gary Rowett's done a superb job there as well.
Well, he had done a superb job. We're talking about all these teams in great form, but then you look at Derby, and they've not won any of the last 7 games. Most recently, drew 0-0 with Forest. They had a harshly down to 10 men, but you know, it's a similar sort of thing that's happened in the last few years.
I wish we took him in the Premier League when David Moyes was England. We should have took Rowett when he was free, because he's a good up-and-coming young manager, and we weren't playing well at all under Moyes. We were too negative. I think he might have changed the way we are, even if we went down. I think we were over the confidence with him in charge of the Championship, because he seems to have he seems to do well with the teams he's at.
Mm. All right, just one other story from the Championship as well. Paul Heckingbottom's coming at Leeds. Probably won't really be judged on what he does this season, because they're sat mid-table, not going to get relegated, probably not going to get playoffs. Do you think he's a decent appointment?
Never really seen much of him. It's like, so for me, I don't know if he's going to be able to take Leeds further, like take them up to the upper division. I think he's going to be one of those that's going to basically, one of those managers that might be able to keep a team in a league mid-table for more seasons, but I don't think he's going to push them further forward myself.
Mm-hmm. He screams like a manager who needs a bit of time, but then that's one thing Leeds are just don't give, is it? So it seems like it's... I mean, when you get offered the Leeds job, you're going to take it, aren't you? It's one of the biggest clubs in the country. You're going to grab it, no matter how well you do. Maybe in the Championship at Barnsley, you're going to take it. You've got it, but it just screams like it's just not going to work out. As much as I hope it does, because he's obviously he's another young English manager. But I just think it seems like he needs a bit of time at Leeds. Like, he had a good bit of time at Barnsley, so I think he just screams he needs a bit of time at Leeds to really sort it out, get them to a genuine playoff team together. I just can't see them giving them time. So
yeah, especially when you've got Trigger Happy chairman.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah.
Has anything else in the Championship caught either of your eyes?
Well, we touched on it glimpsely there with Neil. I think Neil Harris deserves an immense amount of credit for the job he's done there. So a team that I think people may have had them down as strong relegation contenders at the start of the season. I think he's done a great job there throughout the years. They've stuck by him as well, and they're getting their flying high in the Championship, playing some good football. And then Mill, I think this season as well, they've made very sensible signings. They haven't gone out and just signed. You might get offered by these big name players to come along. You probably don't necessarily need them, but they've been very sensible in who they've brought in. They've kept well at strike force as well, Steve Morrison and Lee Gregory. But they've slowly added some sensible signs there. The Ben Marshalls, George Shavels, Jed Wallace's. So they've signed sensible players there without sort of smashing the budget or anything like that. I think they're probably not going to get the playoffs realistic, just given how big some of the teams are around them. But they've given it a go, and I think Neil Harris deserves an immense amount of credit for the job he's done there.
All right, well, I'll move on to League One. And at the moment, it seems like it's a three-horse race for the top two positions. Blackburn sit top. Adam Armstrong, another striker we've mentioned on the show, he's been in great form lately. Bradley Dack as well has been absolutely key, both scoring in the 3-0 win against Blackpool at the weekend. Blackburn favourites for the title?
Yeah. I think they're favourites there because they've been finding their after a bit of a start of the season, they've really started to hit the ground running now, and I think it's going to be definitely their title when it's down to it. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to look between the other two to battle between for the last spot.
Mm-hmm. Wigan as well. Wigan are second after beating Bradford tonight. There was a big game recently against Blackburn where they came back from the 2-0 down to draw 2-2. But some of their recent form, it's been a bit patchy. And I think tonight's win's a big win to get them back on track.
Absolutely, huge place to go, Bradford. So it's never easy going to Bradford. Obviously themselves, Bradford, they're trying to get the playoffs, but over the years, Valley Parade has always been one of those tough grounds to go to. Bit of a stereotype, I know, but for Wigan, fair play, they've gone there right at the end as well. It's goals like that right at the end when you're at this stage of the season just matters so much more almost. For the confidence it gives everyone around the buzz around the change room. So that goal will be huge, huge, huge for them. And then Blackburn as well, obviously both clubs have probably got the strongest squads, the strongest budgets in the league. So it's no surprise where they are. And I said at the start of the season with Wigan, they've got a Championship squad that should do well on paper, and same with Blackburn as well. So, and both clubs have done, so they're very well, they've been managed very well as well this season. I just think with Wigan, the only worry for Wigan is they don't get too distracted, because they've got a winnable chance, to be fair, on Sunday against Southampton in the FA Cup. With all, obviously, the Southampton changes, but what's going on at Southampton, obviously, they're going to be focusing as well on the Premier League. So they've actually got a major chance of getting to the FA Cup semi-finals, Wigan, as well. And obviously you know about their history in the FA Cup as well, but I mean, when you can beat City as well, you can beat anyone. So yeah. I think they've got a huge game on Sunday. It's just a case they don't get too distracted by that, they don't take their eye off the ball in League One, because obviously you've got Shrewsbury up there as well.
It was an incredible win for Wigan over City, obviously a bit of an aside, but as well, Will Grigg is really coming into form. He's had a good season, I think.
He's always on fire, isn't he?
Always. I was waiting for someone to make the joke.
I let Nick have the punchline.
He's realistic though. I know we joke about him being on, but he is a top striker at this level, and even I think League One's his major level where he scores loads of goals. Obviously that's where he did it first time round before the Euro 2016 Championship. I think he struggled in a team that struggled, but I think he is a good, great Football League striker to have, Will Grigg.
Mm-hmm. I think we should sign him next season, that's the case. Might need a good straight in League One.
He's not a bad shout. I think that's why Wigan did it in the first place, didn't they? When they went down Wigan a couple of years ago before when the song came around, him being on fire, because when Wigan got relegated to League One for the first time, that's where they signed it from MK Dons. And obviously he's done well, and he's obviously become a bit of a Wigan legend. So but if you can find those players, then they're perfect for League One level.
And Shrewsbury obviously had that incredible start to the season, which we covered earlier in the season when it happened, but tailed off a little bit, but they've won the last couple of games against Walsall, Charlton, and they'll be well in the mix come the end of the season.
Well, Well, I beat Shrewsbury. They don't win Football League Club of Their manager doesn't win Manager of the Football League Manager of the Year. It'll be disappointing because this is just incredible. 71 points where they are on the table, third in the league. A genuine chance of getting in the top two. It's incredible with the budget they've got. It's probably, I think it's the lowest, isn't it, in League One, or one of the worst. And there's more and more credit just needs to go to Shrewsbury. I think it's incredible. We can praise Blackburn and Wigan for where they are, but when it comes down to budgets and everything, for them to be battling out with them is just incredible. And just for full credit to Shrewsbury. And you've got a lot of those players that they've been playing non-league football really, so it really is just incredible. And the way they're keeping their keeping their feet on the ground, they're still picking up results here, there and everywhere. They beat Walsall 2-0. I think just more and more credit just needs to go to Shrewsbury. I won't keep banging on about it because it's fantastic the way how well they've done there, and so a lot of players they weren't playing in the Football League not so long ago.
Especially after the last season, I think, where they were fighting relegation for most of the season. So it's been an amazing turnaround. They've managed to turn around from being a relegation fighting club to potentially being in the Championship next season. Do you think anyone would have seen that coming?
Yeah. No way.
If I remember rightly, it was a great escape to avoid relegation last season. It was like they went on a really good run at the end of the season to avoid it.
Certainly did. I think that's what happened. Yeah, cause I think they were bottom for quite a while.
Yeah.
Towards the end, they hit a run of form where they managed to get away with just a couple of games left.
Yeah.
That does happen with clubs, doesn't it? If they go on a great, like Newport as well in League Two, you go on a good run at the end of the season, you can sort of continue it going over this pre-season into the next season. You do see that quite a lot with some clubs. So, But just full credit to Shrewsbury. They've had an amazing season, and they don't get their rewards, not even necessarily get promoted, but they don't get the rewards for winning awards at the end of the season for both the club and the manager and some of their players. Then I despair.
Mm-hmm. I think another team to mention is probably Plymouth this season, because they had a really bad start, and all of a sudden they're looking to potentially get in the playoffs. And after just getting promoted last season, again they're another surprise team that you could see maybe in the Championship level next year if they keep the form going.
Yeah. They've been on a great run of form, haven't they? And I saw Derek Adams was named February Manager of the Month as well for winning all his games that month. Nick, do you reckon playoffs for them or?
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry, absolutely. I was just agreeing. Yeah, no, it's 100% Plymouth. I think, yeah, like, so I forgot all about them. Yeah, but we were sort of saying they're dead and buried already, like back in October, at the start of the season. Their run has been immense. And they're flirting with the playoffs. I think they've got Peterborough just on their tail, Charlton and a few other clubs are just behind. But if they can keep this run of form going into the playoffs, then they it's always talk about form going into them, they could be firm favourites. Especially if you have the disappointment of if you come third and you have the disappointment, it's easy cliche to say, but the disappointment of not getting promoted there could be on the for like Wigan Shrewsbury or Blackburn there.
Yeah. Peterborough as well. Peterborough, they've won the last three games. Steve Evans, more experienced Steve Evans, has replaced Grant McCann. Another side who've hit form at probably just the right time.
Yeah, and they've got a manager who's done it before from League One level, hasn't he? Obviously, Steve Evans has done it with Rotherham before. So it's a good appointment, obviously.
With Championship experience as well, hasn't he? Championship experience
with
Leeds.
Rotherham in the Championship as well. Leeds as well, so... He's a very experienced football manager. Obviously, make up what you will of him. Obviously, he's not very popular from a lot of people, but I think it's a great appointment, and I think he's got a great setup there at Peterborough. Some very good players, and it's going to be very, very interesting. Like the Championship, I think it's going to be very interesting. These players, whoever gets into these playoffs, live on some teams like Plymouth and Shrewsbury, who have sort of almost taken everyone by surprise. You've got your big boys there, like Rotherham there, and you've got your standards. Your League One standards ones you always expect to see up there, like Scunthorpe, Peterborough, Charlton,
Bradford.
It's the usual boys up there. So it's going to be a very interesting end of the season.
Portsmouth side, we've mentioned teams that are in form. Portsmouth aren't really in form. They've lost four of their last five games. That's put them down in 12th, and they were looking like they were in the playoff battle, but now they're not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they've blown it, to be honest. I mean, is it their first time back in the league though, isn't it? League One, they got promoted last year, didn't they, from League Two?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's I beat an Auburn River, which has probably been a positive season. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice though for them, the back-to-back promotions, but still, there's still only what, there's still a few, there's still, yeah, I think they've dropped out. It's just these run of forms, when you do it at this stage of the season, they can really mess your season up, and it seems that's exactly what's happened there. But I think going forward, Kenny Jackett, he's a superb manager. They can keep him, they can make some good adjustments over the summer. I've been putting down as certainly to have an even better season next year for sure. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Yeah, I think you'll definitely see more from them next season. I think this season for them, it's done now. I don't think there'll be anywhere near the promotion places, but next season, if he stays in charge, Kenny Jackett, I think you'll definitely see more of a title challenge or even playoff challenge for them next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely a positive season when you consider the way the manager, with Paul Cook leaving and all that. Yeah, definitely agree. Sticking kind of with managers, I just want to look further down the league. Walsall have just the other day, sacked John Whitney. They've lost four of their last five games, and they're looking like they're getting sucked into the relegation battle. And there's been a few protests. He's brought through some youth players, and he's got credit for that, but overall, I don't think the fans were too happy with him.
Yeah, for me, Walsall haven't really been the same team since they lost Dean Smith to Brentford
last season.
They haven't really been the same team since, because they were always up there or thereabouts, but since then they've been really struggling this season. So the form's not exactly great.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's just a case of writing the season off, planning for next season. Yeah, it's not been a great, and I say I don't think they've been the same since Dean Smith left, to be honest. I agree with that.
Mm. And at Fleetwood as well, another managerial change. Uwe Rosler's was sacked, John Sheridan coming in. Fleetwood, not a side I'd have put in the relegation zone at the start of the season.
So it's the total opposite of Plymouth, by the looks of a team that you would expect to be near the bottom and near the top, and vice versa. Mm. I expected a big season from Fleetwood this year with Uwe Rosler in charge, but it's just not meant to be. It's one of those seasons.
Well, they almost got promoted last year, so really it's a surprise. Obviously, you know, Loston's a great manager as well, so it's the complete opposite to Plymouth.
So they could be suffering from a hangover from actually just missing out on the playoffs.
Mm. It could be promotion, that well. I saw them play against Leicester as well in the FA Cup, and they played reasonably well, so it's a shame to see them doing so badly and a bit of a surprise, but they've just got to accept where they are. They're in the relegation fight and they've got to pick up some results, because obviously John Sheridan's a very experienced manager, so it's a safe appointment, but it's just a case of now everyone obviously sticking together and getting out of this mess that they find themselves in.
All right, so we'll move on to League 2, and there's been a change at the top of the table. Luton have topped the table most of the season, but only drew with Coventry 2-2 last night. Still, it's been a good season for Luton. Can they come back and get top spot off Accrington, do you think?
Well, hopefully they can, because they were dominant in the league not far, but all of a sudden they've hit a bit of a rough patch, because they lost Accrington 2-1 over the weekend. But for me, it could go down the wire, this one. I think both teams have the potential to win most of the games, but have a bit of a blip here and there. Mm. So I think it's going to be quite close, but I think Luton will have it in the end.
It just screams, it personally screams to me, Luton collapse written all over it, obviously quite a lot. But I think you'd like to think they've got that quality to get over the line. I think, to be fair, getting a 2-0 draw out of Coventry as well, and a 2-0 down as well, big result there, I think, because a lot of teams could have caved in there, turned down at Coventry. So, no, to get the point shows they've still got character, they've still got fight there. And it's just that, again, and there's 7 points clear of Wickham, so it's just hanging on there, keeping the nerve and hoping that Nathan Jones can just steady the ship, so to speak, and just keep them focused on getting that promotion.
Mm-hmm. But Accrington been very good form. They've got 31 points this calendar year, and sit top of the league, and they obviously deserve a lot of credit.
Oh, it's like another one like Shrewsbury, isn't it? They need to get way more credit than they deserve. And they've probably got the worst budget in the would be surprised Accrington, so to be top of the league is insane, with a game in hand not to mention as well. So that win at Luton is probably one of the biggest results in their club's history, I'd say. It's just mental how well they're doing, and but just full credit to Accrington, because I say, look, one of the worst budgets, and they're still sticking their butt, and they all seem to have just a fantastic team spirit there, and Billy Key's been excellent for them this season, so I just can't praise them enough, Accrington. I really hope they do it. I really, really do. John Coleman, it'll be fantastic, the job he's done there, it's insane, and it might even make some championship points high up League One, sort of almost look at him a bit more, because So the job he's done there is insane. And no, they both look like it's going to be Lewin Atkinson probably fighting out for the title, I reckon.
Yeah, it's good to see them bounce back. I think they were with another team last season that missed out on promotion through the playoffs, if I remember rightly. And it's good to see it hasn't got to them, and they've managed to kick on from last season, because I think that was a bit of a surprise last season as well, and kick on to actually move forward this year. And they're on a good run of form, which is going to help them in the long run towards the end.
Mm. It's very congested in the playoff areas. There's been a couple of managerial changes, I should mention. David Flitcroft's moved to Mansfield. He left Swindon to take up that post. And Swindon have just appointed Phil Brown. They sit a couple of points, just 1 point outside the playoffs. Any thoughts on the overall playoff race?
Just anything could happen, really. when it gets that congested, it goes whatever team's in form at the time. It's the main ones I've got a chance, but you know, anything can happen towards the end of the season.
Yeah, this is probably the toughest one to call out of all of them, I'd say, because you've got Wickham there, who are only a few points, 2 points behind third place, but then they're only 6 points above the, falling out of the playoffs altogether. So it's always like this in League Two. It's always the toughest one to call in League Two league. But just looking at some of these teams, Wickham, great strike force there. Mansfield, obviously, they've got now Flitcroft in. Exeter, always up there as well. They did a fantastic, they got to Wembley last year. Lincoln, we've seen how superb they've been in, obviously, non-league last year. And I'd love to see Lincoln do it. I think the Cowley brothers, how well they've done there. Then you've got the big boys, Coventry and Swindon as well, who are 8th and 9th respectively, so just outside. Then you've even got the clubs who have done, well, climbing up in the relegation bit, like Crawley and Newport, who are going to be knocking on the door as well, with Carlisle as well. So it'll be really, really difficult to call.
Just to pick on that up on that, Carlisle are a real form team at the moment. They drew their last game against Exeter, who sit in the playoff zone, and before that they won the four games. They've really come up. I noticed just a couple of weeks ago they weren't far above the relegation zone. So I think them hitting form at this time could be crucial.
Absolutely, and to be fair, to get that point at Exeter, I know it's that long journey to go there and get a point at a good side. Not to mention how long the journey is from Carlisle to Exeter. I dread to think how long that will take. to go and get the point is fantastic, and no, full credit to them. They've done superb this season in Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see them the change basically, because they were always a team that used to fight relegation from the Football League, and it's good to see now they're a team that's hopping around the playoffs. It would be nice to see them in this year, and if they can keep it going, then you never know what they might cause in the playoff run.
Mm. And just looking at the bottom of League 2, Barnet and Chesterfield are currently occupying the bottom two spots. Chesterfield played a game, two games less than some teams. Any hope for them getting out, or do you think the relegation battle's over?
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, with Chesterfield, I think they've just... I've been interested. They've obviously got a lot of off the field problems, and it's affected their football this year. They've got a great setup there, because a lovely stadium there. But yeah, I do think I can't see Chester and Barnet bringing this back there. I think Morecambe and Port Vale, Grimsby, Forest Green, they've all got that, just a bit more. They've got that bit of class there in front of the goal as well, with Chester and Barnet in the season. It'd be weird Chester dropping out of the league. They're one of the biggest clubs in that league too, to be fair. And Barnet as well, we've seen them sort of hovering in the Football League and out of the Football League again. So disappointing, especially their new ground as well. Being disappointed to them drop out of the Football League, but I think they're looking at a two that's probably gonna have to drop.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's the run's now pretty much done. I think those two teams will be the two that we'll see. Yeah. Relegated at the end of the season.
Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at V2Football and follow us individually at @_Kendrick, @Nick_Davey and @AndrewFClark14. You can check out some of our other shows, including The Wrestling Show, which Nick Davey appears on with Chris Lappin. I've also got an interview with Justin Wally coming out this weekend, so check that out. And we'll be back with a regular football podcast next week. It's good night from me and good night from Nick and Andy. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.